Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when anger, resentment, or bitterness just hangs around like a bad smell you can't shake? Well, let me tell you, holding onto those negative vibes is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down, steals your energy, and prevents you from truly moving forward. Today, we're diving into something powerful. Practicing forgiveness for emotional freedom. Now, I know what you might be thinking, forgiveness. Easy for you to say. But trust me, this isn't about condoning hurtful actions or saying everything is okay when it clearly isn't. This is about releasing the grip those past hurts have on your heart and mind so you can finally breathe freely. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of forgiveness. Firstly, understand that forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. Holding on to those negative emotions only hurts you in the long run. Think about it like this: if someone dumps a bucket of water on you, would you keep carrying around that soggy weight or just shake it off? Forgiveness is that shake it off moment for your soul. Secondly, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions or pretending they didn't happen. It simply means choosing to let go of the anger and resentment that those events have caused you. Think of it like this: imagine a beautiful garden. Sometimes weeds grow amongst the flowers. Weeding doesn't mean erasing the existence of the garden, it just means tending to it and letting the beauty shine through. Thirdly, forgiveness takes time. It's a process, not a one-time event. Be patient with yourself and don't expect to feel instant relief. Some days will be harder than others, but keep moving forward, step by tiny step. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon on your first day of training, right? Fourthly, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can forgive someone without having them back in your life. Sometimes the best act of self-love is setting healthy boundaries and creating space for yourself to heal. Think of it like this: imagine you're mending a broken vase. It might be beautiful once restored, but sometimes the safest option is to keep it as a reminder and not try to put the pieces back together again. Finally, remember that forgiveness is an act of courage. It takes strength to let go of the pain and choose love instead. But believe me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more empowered to create the life you deserve. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years back, I was deeply hurt by someone close to me. Their words felt like daggers, leaving deep wounds in my heart. For months, I held on to that anger, replaying their actions over and over in my mind. It consumed me, affecting everything from my relationships to my sleep. Then one day, something clicked. I realized that I was choosing to stay stuck in the past, allowing those hurtful words to define my present and future. I decided to practice forgiveness. It wasn't easy, but with time and self-compassion, I slowly released the grip of anger. It wasn't about forgetting what happened or condoning their actions. It was about choosing to heal, to move forward, and to free myself from the weight of resentment. The amazing thing? Once I let go of that anger, a sense of peace washed over me. The world felt brighter and I had more energy and joy for life. So remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about them, it's about you. It's about reclaiming your power, releasing the past, and creating space for love, happiness, and freedom. Ready to start your journey towards emotional freedom? Remember these key takeaways. Forgiveness is personal, it's a process. Don't expect instant results. Forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. And finally, forgiveness takes courage. Take a deep breath, release any negativity that you're holding onto right now. And most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Remember, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear these words today. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps others find the show and join this incredible community of women supporting each other. And until next time, keep resetting, keep growing, and never stop believing in your power.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.